Time to take our weekly look at some of the stranger news stories making the news in the last couple of days. Authorities in Virginia said a cat missing for 9 years was reunited with her owner after showing up on a local resident's porch. Henrico County Police said in a Facebook post that its animal protection unit dispatched an animal protection officer on Tuesday when a local resident called to report a stray cat had taken up residence on their porch and was refusing to leave. Thank you very much. The officer brought the cat back to the county shelter where the feline was scanned for a microchip and identified as Piper, a cat reported missing some 9 years earlier. After searching for so long, the owner eventually marked her as deceased with the microchip company. However, Piper clearly had other plans. The post included photos of Piper reunited with her owner. The moral of the story, microchips help pets get back to their family, so make sure to microchip your pet and keep your contact information up to date. At a sea where a giant ball discovered on a beach in Japan has locals and officials baffled as the mysterious object's origins remain unknown. The sphere, about 4.9 feet in diameter, was found by a runner on a beach in the coastal city of Hamamatsu and reported to police. Local police and a bomb squad investigated the discovery, confirming through X-rays that the sphere appears to be hollow. Local officials said the object was not a threat and may just be a type of boy. But news of the strange object has since circulated online, leading to a flurry of speculation that the metal ball could be, of all things, a Godzilla egg, or a Dragon Ball from the popular Japanese manga Dragon Ball. Others online have suggested that the unidentified object may have come from outer space. Well, thank you for all suggestions, I say. More practical users said the object appeared to be a float from the World War II era used for anti-submarine nets. It remains unclear what the metal object is. Officials said we have not been able to determine what kind of debris it is, but have confirmed that it is safe, so we will dispose of it in the same way as normal floating debris. Well, you'd imagine they'd hold on to it as a bit of a curiosity, wouldn't you say, at least for a while until they find out exactly what it is. And if you've ever thought of living in a pyramid for whatever reason, a bizarre pyramid house that would fit perfectly in the Egyptian desert has gone up for sale, located in Fort Davis, West Texas. In the middle of a dry, grassy patch, the home appears quite mysterious, with very little information offered on the property listing. What we do know about it is it was built in 1986. It may have a grand appearance at 2,116 square feet, but contains just one bedroom and one bathroom, being a pyramid and all of that. And from the looks of it, very few windows, so don't count on the sunshine to beam through. You'll have a nice garden though, with half an acre lot to play with, but the outside space desperately needs a makeover. The pyramid property claims to offer mountain views and hiking all round. Was designed in 2017 by a Texas-born builder called Dan Phillips and built using recycled wood and cement. Described as a tribute to Texas ranch culture, the $900 rental a month, that's €849.19 per month, is located on a highway opposite a famous Texan steakhouse. What more could you want? And next to another of Phillips' works, a cowboy boot-shaped home. Take your pick, I say. There's also a supermarket, coffee shop, and other shops within a walking distance. The home is on sale for some $80,000. That's, save you the maths on that, that's €75,464. It comes after a two-bed property appropriately called the Hat House caught the attention of social media users after images of its striking Stetson-shaped roof, which also serves as a balcony, by the way, emerged online. Heart of Texas Real Estate posted snaps on the property site Zillow, showcasing the rental's storybook charm, as they describe it, and rustic interiors salvaged from discarded materials destined for landfill. Well, if that isn't auctioneer speak, I don't know what. Anyways, many thrilled country and western fans declare the property's designer a visionary, while others weren't so complimentary, describing it as, in fact, the ugliest disaster they'd ever seen. Hard to keep everybody happy. The main auctioneer has described how the property largely appeals to artistic house hunters and that they were looking for a special person to lease it or indeed buy it. Well, yeah, you know, the information is out there. Make up your own mind. Could be a bit of a long commute, though, given the price of fuel these days. Putting olive oil in coffee is hardly a tradition in Italy, but that didn't stop Starbucks interim CEO Howard Schultz from launching a series of beverages that do just that in Milan, the city that inspired his coffeehouse empire, by the way. The coffee olive oil concoction, echoing a trend that was going for a bit of adding butter to coffee. Maybe people are still doing it, but anyway, with a bit of a sugary twist, has provided both amusement and curiosity among Italians. Gambero Rosso, an Italian food and wine magazine, call the mixing of olive oil with coffee a curious combination, but said it was reserving judgment, having not yet sampled the drinks. It did, however, praise featuring the staple of Italian kitchens as a main ingredient, not just as a condiment. The magazine also noted that health benefits of consuming extra virgin olive oil, which some Italians do habitually take straight from the bottle, a bit like of our cod liver oil, let's just say. Do we need coffee with extra virgin oil and syrup? Well, maybe yes, maybe no, but maybe we'll get the chance at some stage to have an old taste and make our own mind up on that. Either way, Italy's olive oil producers, I'd say they're more than happy about it all. In fact, they have gone on the record as saying that the line of drinks could relaunch the image of olive oil, especially among young people. In fact, the olive oil producers have been promoting adding olive oil to cocktails as well. Sure, why not put it in everything? Maybe you could run your car on it. And I see where a trio of engineers have broken a Guinness World Record when they created and threw a paper airplane that flew a distance of 289 feet and 9 inches. The 9 inches is very important. Dylan Rubble and Garrett Jensen, who work for Boeing, sure, no wonder they'd have all the acumen to do this. Imagine. I wonder were their employers aware they were making paper planes. But anyway, they teamed up with fellow aerospace engineer Nathan Erickson and spent some 4 months experimenting with paper plane designs before taking on the Guinness World Record for farthest flight by a paper aircraft. The final design was put to the test in Crown Point, Indiana, where Rubble managed to break the world record on his third attempt. I'd say he would have been there all day and all night. I work for Boeing. I cannot not break this record. The flight of 289 feet and 9 inches broke the record, by the way, by some 37.2 feet. And indeed, no mean feat in itself.
And they are just some of the stranger news stories making the news this week.